Hello, everybody, and welcome back to MarTech Masters. I'm here today with Arpit Chowdhury. He is the product marketing manager at Trifecta, and he was also the head of growth at Integromat. So we have a lot to talk about today. Hi, Arpit. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for being here today. I know we have a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about data. We're going to talk about data transformations. We're going to talk about integrations, the difference between Zapier and Integromat. This is going to be a very, very value-packed episode. I'm very, very excited to have you today. So why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself, introduce yourself, and tell them a little bit about what you're doing at Trifecta.
Absolutely, yeah. So I'm currently working as a product marketing manager at Trifecta, which is a leading data preparation platform. I'm pretty new here, but it's super exciting because Trifecta is a really cool product. It allows people to like make complex data simple, or it allows you to like clean your data and transform your data before you start using that data, or you start analyzing that data, or start acting upon it. So of course, like data analysis is important, and you need to like be able to like act upon your data. But if your data isn't in the right shape, then everything goes for a toss. So Trifecta is trying to solve a really important problem in the data infrastructure pipeline, wherein you bring your data, you bring complex sets of data, you can join them, you can transform them, and you can prepare your data before you do anything else with it. So
tell us more about data transformation, because of course, data management, there's a lot of management tools, and it looks like marketers and salespeople and RevOps people are spending a ton of time managing data, but not so much getting insights from data and making decisions from data. So what can you help with Trifecta, and what is the difference between data management and data transformation?
Cool. All right. So let me first talk about data transformation or data preparation, which is what Trifecta shines at. So data transformation or data prep is primarily for folks working with large amounts of data. So typically data analysts or data scientists who are preparing the data for analysis, you know. So transformation in this sense, we also call it data wrangling, is great when you have like larger sets of data and you have like dedicated people who can like work with that data to prepare it for analysis. When it comes to data integration, that's where marketers and salespeople can really can make use of data integration, because let's say you're using HubSpot and then you're using MailChimp and you're trying to sync data between the two tools, right? You could obviously do it manually. You could like export your CSV and upload it, but if you use a data integration tool such as Zapier or Integromat, you can like automate that process. And not just automate that process, you can ensure that there's no data loss in the process, you know. And you could also like run some simple transformations on the way. So when you're moving data from tool A to tool B, or like a source to a destination, there could be instances where you need to transform, let's say, the date format, you know. So you could do that using integration tools like Integromat. And then data management, I think it's a combination of many things. Typically, if you're like literally managing data, then you're in charge of the integration platform and also the analysis tool. And if you're using a data prep tool, then you're making sure that the data is not being lost and that data is moving. So yeah, that's another concept, like data movement, where you're literally not necessarily integrating products, but you're like moving data from one tool to the other on a regular basis. So it's not like a one-time thing. So I think if you're a data manager, you'd be responsible for all of those different pieces, one or more of those pieces.
Yeah, and this brings me back to, okay, maybe you connect things with Zapier and we trust it. All of a sudden, everything's gonna be fine and all the data's gonna be there. And then all of a sudden, 10 days later, you realize that 5 days before, the Zap didn't work, or something got disconnected, or the source is not there. So when can, you know, there's a big difference between a completely integrated system, a native integrated system, an API integration with a custom integration, and then tools like Zapier and Integromat. How can you know when things are going to flow correctly. And of course, this goes back to how can we empower people that are not coders, that are not doing software development, to actually use these tools and trust these tools and do no code connections, so it's easier for everybody and more people can use the data. How can you do that?
Great question. So first I'll touch upon native integrations. So native integrations are great. They're also relatively more stable because they also take a lot of time to build. So if you're using a native integration that, let's say, HubSpot offers to connect your data to MailChimp again, you could do that, but typically native integrations are very limited. You know, it'll allow you to, let's say, move your contacts, but that's it, right? Because they're hard to build, they're hard to maintain, and that's where tools like Integromat and Zapier shine, because they allow you to like do a lot more. They give you a lot more power and flexibility. So Integromat especially allows you to also connect to third-party APIs directly. So let's say there is HubSpot and MailChimp. You have those apps on Integromat. You can connect them using Integromat. You can build custom logic. You could, to answer your question about the Zap running out, I mean, you're not realizing that the Zap had stopped. So you could actually build an error handling on tools like Integromat. So like if an error takes place, you could send yourself a message on Slack or send yourself an email. There is automatic error handling. So all of those things are there. But then you also have API, then you might want to connect to an API which is not already integrated with an integration platform like Integromat. So Integromat allows you to connect to any API as long as you have access to it using standard HTTP connectors. So that's pretty powerful, especially if you don't know how to code. Of course, if you know how to code, you can work with an API and build your custom integrations, but they're hard to maintain, they're hard to like, you know, they're time consuming, and they're pretty much not worth spending time on, because you know you could easily do that using a tool like Integromat. So which, like, between a native integration and a custom integration, you should choose whatever suits your needs. You know, if a native integration suits your needs, you should definitely go with it. There's no value in just building complex integrations for the sake of it, but if you want to do more, that's where integration platforms really shine.
I love that you're separating the need, depending on the needs. We depend on a lot of custom, depend on a lot of native integrations. We work a lot with the HubSpot platform and the HubSpot ecosystem. And for us, that's beautiful because I can connect Wistia and Databox and 7sense and all these different great tools that add value to the HubSpot platform through the native integration. And by doing that, we know it's going to work. We get notifications when it gets disconnected or anything like that. And as you said, it takes a lot of work for them to maintain those integrations. So at least we don't need to, and our customers don't need to. But there's that level of complexity. You may need more data. And I was going to ask you, you know, Zapier is a great resource to create those little connections that don't exist, or maybe something that you want to integrate with a spreadsheet or with your Gmail or something like that. And I was going to ask you, what's the difference between Zapier and Integromat? And you mentioned APIs. Is that one of the main difference?
That is one of the differences. I would say that's more of a feature. You know, Integromat is not limiting you to using tools that already have integrations with the product, because you could connect to any API. So that's really powerful. But the fundamental difference is in the way integrations are built. On Zapier, you build linear integrations. So you go step one, step two, step three. On Integromat, you're not limited to linear integrations. You're given a visual builder, which is more like a canvas, and you can literally paint integrations. You could create like a lot of different routes. You could add error handling. And typically one of the advantages of using something like Integromat is that it allows you to work much faster. It gives you a lot more flexibility. But if again, your use case is like to build really simple integrations, just, you know, point A to point B, then Zapier is great for that, because Integromat has a steeper learning curve. But once you're through that learning curve, you're just in love with it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And it's great for no code people, for people like me that don't develop, but we use so many, you know, sources of data. I love the idea of being able to connect an API and build your own integrations instead of just going to the box integrations, the preset integrations that are already there. So that is a huge difference between Zapier and IntegraMATS. So
there's one more. There's one more I would just want to touch upon. IntegraMATS integrations are also much deeper. So on Zapier, you could have the same app on both IntegraMATS and Zapier, but you'd probably find like a few modules, few actions on Zapier. On IntegraMATS, you'd find a lot more because integrations are deeper. And then IntegraMATS also offers a general API connector for every app that's already there. So even if you don't see a certain module, but you know it exists, like the API offers this capability, IntegraMATS allows you to connect to that just, again, without any code. So that's even better. Yeah.
That's awesome. So going back a little bit to Trifacta, you mentioned that, you know, data transformation and you know, big data. So this looks like it's all largely, you know, driven by enterprise companies, right? So is there an SMB offering? Do you guys offer a free trial? Is that something that someone that uses HubSpot and MailChimp and other sources can use?
Absolutely. It's funny you ask because we are actually moving in that direction. So now there is a free trial, and in fact there is a free version of the product. It's pretty limited. You can only bring in local files of the free version, so you can't connect to a database, but you can upload your files. And then we have a free trial for our we have different cloud versions. So we have a version for like Google Cloud, a separate version for AWS. So. But yeah, like going forward, we are looking to cater to the SMB market and the startup market, and we are looking at more affordable plans. So yeah, we are almost there. We're planning a launch sometime next month or sometime in November.
That's great. But at the same time, if I have data in HubSpot, even though Trifacta doesn't have a HubSpot integration natively right now, I can just download my data or bring my data with something like DemandSage or something into a spreadsheet and then use Trifacta to actually manipulate and transform that data, right?
Absolutely. That's one of the common use cases. You just upload a CSV and then it's just amazing because Trifacta also offers you a visual builder. So you build your workflows and then you'd add recipes and then you'd have all of these suggestions. So you could apply those suggestions or build your own rules, and then your data is nice and clean, and then you can export it.
That's awesome. So another thing that we always ask is, you know, we've been going through some trying times. Of course, the crisis is still there. You know, COVID has changed the way business operate, even though, you know, some things are, it's forcing us to live in the future. We are all connecting with very digital, you know, like in the movies, you know, that everything was digital and in a screen and things like that. And now we are there and kids are learning from home and computers, right? What are some of the things that you've seen at companies and some of the trends that you've seen? Of course, people are trying to double down on automation, but also the human side of things is important. So tell me more about what you've seen lately with this crisis, some of the different changes and some of the different trends that you've seen.
Yeah, so since you mentioned automation, like I'm super passionate about it. And of course, more and more people are looking to adopt automation. But I would definitely want to stress upon the human side of things. Like, you can automate stuff, but without human intervention, things will not be the way they're supposed to be, because automation will break. You know, that's one thing that people need to realize, that no matter how much you automate, there will be breakages. And one of the key things to do is to like document. And I see a lot of people not doing that. They build these complex integrations, or they, you know, do all of these fancy automations, but when things break, it's really hard to figure out what went wrong. So one of the things I've been telling everyone throughout my time at IntegraMATS is to like document everything that you're trying to automate. Use visual tools like Miro or whatever, like, you know, build flowcharts so that you have like a ready reckoner to see what exactly you had built and then what went wrong. And then, of course, like, especially when it comes to automation, it's really important to like test. So like, I think automation testing is something that's not talked about much, but it's really important. Like a lot of people, and of course it's also a marketing thing where you say it and forget it, but that's never true. You know, you have to have a testing cadence. You got to test it on a regular basis to ensure that it still works and that it works properly, and then the right data is being, you know, moving from between the tools or, you know, between the source and destination. So yeah, I think more and more people are are becoming aware of those things, you know, like the importance of, especially when you're collaborating, you know, documentation and then testing, and then also like factoring in for errors. So like, you know, every time there's an error, you understand why the error took place, and then you make sure it doesn't happen again by setting up error handling rules. So I think we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, and we've all gotten or heard a horror story about automation, or gotten some automated email that shouldn't have been on our inbox. And some of them are just annoying and spam, but some of them are definitely tone deaf and not human at all. So I agree with you. I believe that now that we went through a crisis, companies have made mistakes like that, and there's a lot of learning and a lot of opportunity to get better at that. I love that you mentioned testing automation and documenting automation. It is countless the amount of times that we go into an account, a new customer, and we find 100 workflows inside HubSpot, and all of a sudden it's like, we ask them, what are these do? And they're like, I don't know, I got in here and they were already there, and like, I have no idea. And all of a sudden you try something and the workflow sent 100 emails out of nowhere, right? So those horror stories, of course, sometimes it's even better to start over, but documenting is very, very, very important. You mentioned a word, and we are asking more and more this question. You mentioned the word passion when you talked about automation. What are you passionate about, Arpit?
Well, of late, I'm really passionate about like helping folks understand data and, you know, how to work with data, especially highlighting the fact that you don't need a technical background or an engineering degree to understand data and to work with data, you know, because data is becoming so important, it's omnipresent, and technically all of us are working with data, even unknowingly. So I think one of the things that, and this is more of a cultural thing, where if you don't have like a background in data science or data analysis or engineering, you don't really feel confident talking about data or like contributing to projects that require working with data. And when I say working with data, it could be like building integrations or like doing some basic Excel work or like building data pipelines or setting up like tools like HubSpot, you know, to be able to set up HubSpot properly, you really need to understand data, you know, you need to understand different data types, right? So, I'm super passionate about like helping folks, you know, learn the basics of data and then, you know, feel confident talking about data. And to that end, I also have a side project called Data Led Academy. It's just a side project. There's a little bit of resources there that can help people learn about data. So, yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. I you know, people keep telling, you know, parents and business people and colleges to teach kids to code, and that's great, but not everybody should be a coder or a programmer. I like the idea of teaching people about data, because even if you're not a coder, if you're not a programmer, you're going to use data no matter what. So you better know how data flows and how they connect and how to use it. We at NextNew, we always talk about the difference between reporting and insights. You know, that is something that is not taught at school. Even if you go for a marketing degree or a sales degree, anything that uses data on a regular basis, people don't know the difference between reporting and insights. So I like the idea of teaching more people about how to use data, how to analyze data, how to structure data and all that stuff. We're definitely gonna share a link to your academy to that. You mentioned being passionate about data, but I see some rock and roll on the wall. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so these guys, like they've been with me for a long time. I've had these posters for like almost 10 years now, and everywhere I go, every time I move houses, I make sure to take them with me. So music is really important to me, and I feel like I am what I am because of the music I was introduced to. And I'm like a huge Doors fan, and I love Jim Morrison, and I used to also like be a poet, and I used to literally try to like be like Jim Morrison. I think music is really important, and I think everyone needs to have some passion outside of work. Otherwise, burnout is inevitable.
And and being human is so important now more than ever, because again, automation is beautiful, but if you're human in the process and you make it a human aspect, then it makes the whole experience better. That's why I have these little guys here. That's my thing. You know, I love music. I'm a drummer. By the way, you're a drummer too, I learned. That's awesome. Rock and roll, man. So I love that we can connect at that level. I was just talking about how Inbound, you know, we just went through the couple of days of Inbound and it was amazing. They did an amazing experience. You know, they did online, they did something that nobody has ever done. The experience was amazing that HubSpot put together. But then the human aspect was missing. That's kind of like what we want from Inbound. And they did a good job at trying to make it happen, but that's like the essence of being together and having, you know, something that you're passionate about. So first of all, thank you for sharing your personal and professional passions with us and opening up to that. But let's talk more about that. You mentioned that you have your data, your data-led academy. Do you want to talk more about that? And I think Trifecta has another academy too. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So at Data-Led Academy, my goal is to really help folks working with product teams to understand everything about customer data. So I'm focused on customer data because customer data is something that's the most common form of data that people work with. And then, of course, there are other forms of other types of transactional data and like all of that stuff. So when it comes to customer data, like understanding how data is gathered, you know, what are the different sources, and then how it is stored, and then how you act upon it, and how you analyze it. So like all of those different pieces are really important. And I feel folks working in marketing, growth, product, you know, they need to know this stuff. You know, if they know this stuff, they'll do their job much better. And like I said, it does not require you to have like a technical background. Like I love what I do. I don't want to be a data scientist. I don't want to be an engineer. I really like what I do, but knowing all of this stuff helps me do my job better. So that's what Data-Led Academy is about. And right now there's one course called Customer Data Pro. And then Trifecta Academy is essentially a place where you can go and get certified. So you can learn Trifecta, which is a really valuable skill to have, to know a tool like Trifecta. It's obviously completely free. So there are a bunch of courses and then there are a bunch of certifications that you can go through. It's really good if you're trying to if you're trying to explore a new career, especially when you could not just understand more about data, but you can actually acquire a highly monetizable skill, because data preparation is just going to become the norm. You know, like companies are generating massive amounts of data, and typically right now people are, or other companies are focused on two things, like generating data and then analyzing data. But what happens in between is where Trifecta comes in, because you have data and you want to analyze it, but you got to get it in the right shape to be able to analyze it. In fact, it's a joke. I think it's a joke that 80% of the time, data scientists spend 80% of their time just cleaning data and preparing it for analysis or to build algorithms. We have a really solid partnership with Google. A lot of people go through our certification just to like learn the product. So it's a great thing to have on your resume.
That's awesome. And it feels, you know, it reminds me of becoming Inbound certified like 5 to 10 years ago when all of that started, and it actually separated you in the workspace, and you could get a job. And I remember when we had people that came to apply for NextKnee to work with us, and they had a HubSpot certification, we were like wowed, because they knew the language, they understood what we were doing. And now I believe this is kind of like the new standard, is understanding data, because if you use HubSpot, you're gonna generate more data that you can ever imagine and you can ever use, right? So what do you do with it, and how do you actually get those insights? Even though, of course, HubSpot and Wistia and Databox allow you to get some insights, how can you actually understand what's really going on and get to the bottom of it? I really love what you're doing with those academies, and I really share that passion. I, We're definitely going to promote more about this and put the links here and make sure that this message gets to as many people as possible. And I love that you're trying to help kids and people that are not going to become data scientists or go to Stanford or MIT or anything like that, and because they don't have the opportunity, but they can get an awesome job because they know and they've been working on it. So my kid is one of, you know, my kids could be those people. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Of course. One more thing I'd like to add is that once you have good data, you can obviously analyze it, but you can also act upon it. And that's really important, because to be able to provide good customer experiences, or like to personalize customer experiences, you need to have data. You know, without the right data, you can't really personalize anything. So a lot of people think that, okay, you have data, now let's analyze it and then figure out what the data tells us, and then just blindly follow what the data tells us. So that's also one thing I'd like to like touch upon, that data is good, right? But you can't just blindly follow data. And that's why you need to be data-led rather than being data-driven, you know, wherein you have data and you understand what the data is telling you, but then you also include your experience and your intuition, and then you act upon that data in order to personalize the customer experience, or provide better experience, or build better products. So that's also one important piece that you know, is worth mentioning.
That's awesome. So anything else? First of all, thanks for this. Thanks for doing this. This has been amazing. Anything else you would like to promote or share with us?
I think we've covered everything. I mean, I would love for people to check out DataLed Academy. A huge part of the course is like free, so I think that's pretty valuable. And then of course Trifacta Academy is really valuable, who are for people who are serious about you know, learning this stuff. So yeah, I would say and I would like to give a shout out to IntegraMAT. I mean, I was there for 2.5 years, and I love the product maybe even more today, because it has enabled so many people to like do such amazing things. So definitely check out IntegraMAT. They also have an academy where you can learn how to use IntegraMAT. And learning IntegraMAT is also a highly monetizable skill, I can tell you that.
That's awesome. Thank you, Arpit. Again, thank you for sharing so much about data and how you are helping people actually understand it and use it, and all these amazing tools and all these great resources. I really appreciate you being here. And it was awesome to have you in MarTech Masters, all right?
It was awesome being here. Thank you for having me. It was lovely chatting. So yeah.
Awesome. Take it easy and stay safe, okay? Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
This episode of MarTech Masters was produced and edited by Nextany Marketing. To watch the series, visit our website at nextanymarketing.com. Subscribe to our channel to keep up to date with the latest news from our friends in MarTech Masters.